You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas. Building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet. Cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a family moved to Napa and created one of the largest private wineries in the world.
Review: Mafia Deep Blue Bag by Michael Calore. The San Francisco company Mafia Bags has been making beautiful and functional bags out of recycled materials for years. The brand's trademark medium is sailcloth, the remnants of spent boating sails and kites that would otherwise end up in the trash. Last month, Mafia teamed up with Adam Savage to make the EDC1, an all-white sailcloth utility bag. Now, the company has teamed with noted designer Yves Behar to make a backpack called the Deep Blue Bag. The day bag, which seems designed for beachy adventures, is doubly eco-conscious. It's made largely out of recycled materials, including boat sails, kite sails, climbing ropes, seat belts, and strips of neoprene from used wetsuits. Also, it was developed in collaboration with the non-profit Sustainable Surf, which runs a program called Waste to Waves that collects throwaway EPS foam chunks and recycles them into surfboard blanks that shapers can use to make eco-friendlier sleds. Proceeds from sales of the Deep Blue Bag will go toward funding Waste to Waves, so buying one promotes ocean health, which is just keen. Behar, a busy designer who seemingly never turns down a commission, is a surfer, and his love of ocean sports informs the design of the Deep Blue. The defining visual characteristic is the diagonal swoop of blue material over a pillowy white bed of sailcloth. On the website of his firm, Fuse Project, Behar says this flap of blue is meant to evoke a breaking wave. Sure. Under the lip of the wave, there's a zipper which leads to a waterproof compartment. It's a bag inside the bag for storing a wet swimsuit, sandy sandals, or your damp beach towel. This interior waterproof pocket, like all good interior waterproof pockets, flips inside out so it can be hosed off. There's even a hook on the bottom of the Deep Blue, so you can hang the whole thing upside down while it dries. Design touches like these suggest Behar has spent many a day at the beach. A second zipper reveals a larger main compartment. It has a lightly padded backing, so while there's no laptop sleeve built into the bag, the dongles on your 15-incher won't dig into your back. On the pack's rear interior wall, there's also a small zipper pocket and a D-ring for clipping your whatever. Around the side, at the base of the right-hand strap, there's a hidden stash pocket big enough for a phone, and there's a carabiner on a leash where you can clip your keys. There's also a pocket on the front made to fit a water bottle, and it's lined with grippy, recycled wetsuit material that keeps the bottle in there. When you get the chance to touch a Deep Blue Bag, you'll notice two things right away. One, it's very light, just about 1 pound. And two, it's noisy. The white and blue sailcloth crinkles emphatically, sounding not unlike a big bag of tortilla chips. So loud was the crinkling that when I wore it around the bag around town, it turned heads. On the bus, passengers craned their necks, and at the grocery co-op I got questions and double takes. At the office, co-workers asked if deliberately making so much noise was really necessary. It's easily the loudest backpack I've ever worn, and I can't believe I just typed that sentence. Marcos Mafia, the bag company's co-founder, tells me in an email that this crinkly material is upcycled spinnaker sailcloth from sailboats. This is the big rounded sail that's used to go downwind and looks like a big balloon, he says. The lightweight nylon ripstop material was specifically chosen by Behar because of its strength and its papery feel. Mafia has been using spinnaker sails on his company's native series bags for a while as well. It's a choice that will turn off some buyers and will no doubt surprise many customers who receive their backpack in the mail and lay their hands on it for the first time. But the spinnaker sailcloth gives the bag a nice structural quality. The material has enough rigidity to retain its puffy shape, and it adds a unique visual touch. I grew to appreciate it after telling myself the noise closely mimicked the roar of crashing waves. One feature that did turn me off is the padding on the bottom of the bag, which is too thin to be effective. I used the Deep Blue to carry my camera and laptop for a couple of days and reliably cringed at the clunking noise I heard every time I set the bag down. Fragile packables will need their own padded cases. When the bag goes on sale on Mafia's website, which is soon, it'll be priced at $200. But if you want to buy one early, you can get a discount by backing the bag on Kickstarter. Normally, I'd be reluctant to recommend a product that's being launched on Kickstarter. The crowdfunding landscape is littered with countless sketchy products that will likely never ship. But Mafia is a well-established company that's been delivering handmade bags for years, so trust shouldn't be an issue. The three parties, Mafia, Behar, and Sustainable Surf, are using the Kickstarter platform to move the first 500 bags before Mafia ramps up production. Their Kickstarter campaign ends Tuesday, December 26, but you can just wait for the retail version if crowdfunding gives you hives.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this family created one of the largest private wineries in the world right now. We started making wine in 1948, one bottle at a time. Today, we produce nearly 20 million cases a year. Chubb has helped us grow for the past 30 years. They helped us prevent equipment problems during harvest and provided guidance when we started exporting internationally. Now we're working with them on cybersecurity. My grandfather taught me to make a wine that overdelivers. Chubb overdelivers. Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.